Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today, as has been every day or every Friday for the last year, is Otto Loos. And of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Lou Show, which is always the high point of the town's radio, but also myself and Otto and Dan. So Christina just gave us the update of what's going on over the next, for the month of May. We're into June too, but we'll deal with that later on in the next couple of weeks. So what else is going on, Christina?
Well, it is also that time, and we're going to have, I think in June, they're coming on from the Parks Department to talk about the different parks programs that are going on. So they just unveiled recently the spring and summer concerts, which are the Concert by Candlelight and the Drive-In Concert Series that North Hempstead will be doing. So the Drive-In Concerts, they'll be kicking off May 2nd, which is this weekend, right?
Yeah, May 2nd is Sunday.
Sunday.
That just hit me. Yeah. So there's going to be Decadia, which is 80s and beyond. They are going to be performing. And then May 23rd, there's going to be a classic rock and dance band at North. And these are all at North Hempstead Beach Park. And they're drive-in concerts, which I think, you know, they're free, which is great.
Let me interrupt. Mm-hmm. Drive-in, that means you stay in your car. We're still doing that.
Yeah, your cars, you remain in your vehicle. I mean, obviously, right. You can open the windows and whatnot. But they're telling them that cars are allowed to come 1 hour prior. You do not need to register in advance, but obviously it's, you know, going to be like a first come, first serve situation. So that's a drive-in. Those are all going on throughout the summer, till August. Then there's these concerts by Candlelight. Now the concerts by Candlelight, you are also admitted on a first come, first serve basis. The capacity is limited because they're trying to keep social distancing guidelines, and it's going to be 6 feet apart. You have to stay in kind of your designated seating area. So this is obviously outside of your car. So these are the concerts by Candlelight. The first one kicks off on May 13th at Whitney Pond Park. And that is Ken McGorry. It's going to be music from the 70s and 80s. And then on May 27th at 7:30 p.m. is Harper's Ferry, which is an Irish folk band. And that's going to be at Clark Botanic Garden. So throughout, I'll be promoting them because there's some in June, July, and August. And they're all at the different parks within North Hempstead. Because as we know, North Hempstead is filled with awesome parks. So,
Christina, how does that work? Like, do I have to call ahead to save a spot? Or is it first come, first serve?
No, it's first come, first serve.
So you kind of have to get there a little early, probably, and wait on a line with cars?
I would assume so, yes. Yeah, right. I mean, they don't specify for the concert by Candlelight how far in advance. But yeah, you know, I would give it a go. And obviously, they're trying to maintain, you know, because you have this little area, so.
And there are porta-johns there, I assume?
I would assume so, because that would be my concern, Otto. I know we've talked about this for many times. You know, I'm always like, you know, scoping out, is there a bathroom option? Because that's when I fully go into panic mode. But I would assume so. You know, I mean, we'll have to scope that out. We'll have to send in some people to make sure there is. You know. These are also totally free. I want everyone to know. They're also, the town is encouraging attendees to bring non-perishable canned foods to each concert. And Otto, at the end of this press release, what does it say? Restroom facilities will be available.
So all there right. You go. You know, that's important. You know, I do this Jones Beach thing with family members, and a few people have a bigger problem than I do. So when you walk the boardwalk, all the restrooms are not open. So we've learned where the points are.
We'll just have to do a segment on that where we just tell people, you know, which bathrooms you can access at different locations. You know,
well, if you go to Manhattan, I'm an expert. Right?
Look, you could write a whole little book for us.
It's important to know where they are.
Absolutely. So that is.
If we do a segment, just a half hour segment on diapers for convenience.
I like it. We'll do the whole thing.
We'll don't do have a whole to worry about the restroom.
No, but it's really, you know, these are things you have to worry about, because I actually, we had a memorial at a beach in Bayville for one of my friends who had passed away last year. And I was also kind of in a panic because the bathrooms were supposed to be public bathrooms, but they were locked. And I was, you know, quite angry about that. So Jay had to drive me to a local Starbucks to run into. But yes, these are things that you have to think about. I'm right with you, Otto. But
if you're in Manhattan, you may not be able to get into the Starbucks.
It's true. Very true.
So you have to pick your spots.
Very true. Note to self, to all you listeners out there. But back to North Hempstead news. The drive-in movies are also coming back. I know Supervisor Bosworth had touched upon that in one of her earlier segments with us, but these are kicking off on May 8th. There's going to be the movie Brave, which is really cute for the whole family to see. It's a Disney movie, and that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. And with the drive-in movies, cars will be admitted beginning an hour prior to showtime. The event is free. They obviously are encouraging you to bring the donation stuff for the donation drive, and advance registration is not required, but residents must show proof of residency before entering the park. And once again, restrooms are available for that. So the drive-in movies are so great. And, you know, when we did this last year, the town, I remember, you know, the North Hempstead was one of the first townships to really do this. And they were booking up quick. So it was certainly important. And I think it's just such a nice nostalgic kind of thing too, a drive-in movie. And especially when it's summertime and it's nice outside, it's just great to be at the park and do that. So that is May 8th. And then on May 22nd, Wonder Woman will be being shown too. So check that out.
I also believe, right, Christina, Judy, I mean, really, even last year through the entire pandemic, she kept activities going. Yep. But I also believe, and you can correct me, I still don't think we're not going back to charging for parking yet.
Nope, that is not. Yeah, everything is free at this moment. Yeah, and right. And I, that's something too that's just really amazing that North Hempstead did, because even with our taxi program with Project Independence, it is still currently cashless. You know, that it's till about August, but you know, that can change depending on it. You know, we kind of play it day by day kind of thing. But the fact that North Hempstead did that with all these programs that cash would be transmitted, you know, to keep people safe is just is really wonderful, and a testament to, you know, Supervisor Bosworth for doing that.
So. And what you brought up last week, the fact that somebody could go for cancer care, not medical, but for support. And yep. Use the taxi services, Tremaine. Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to encourage you, you know, just to sidebar onto our transportation program. It is just such an amazing service. And I see the difference that it really makes in people's lives. And the fact that, you know, food shopping has always been free, but now that medical shopping is completely free, has been great for people. And even if you aren't sure if something is covered, you know, under the transportation, call 311, because we get those requests all the time, and we give it to our mobility manager, Shari, who can help work with you. You know, even the cabs that we are partnered with for our food shopping and medical transportation also sometimes have different discounts or services for seniors. So she's kind of the guru of all those different transportation options. So if you don't know, just call 311, you know, and the fact we call her the PI travel agent, you know, she will kind of map out how you can get from, you know, from A to B. So definitely please take advantage of that, because it's great. And then Otto, coming up in June 27th is the Stop Throwing Out Pollutants service that we have, the STOP program. I want everyone to mark it down because you should be cleaning things out right now, right? So everyone knew last week I was talking about my bedroom, and I'm on a current kick of just kind of getting rid of things. And just cleansing your life and making things organized, because I think it makes you feel good and keeps your brain clear too. So
now I have a question for you about the STOP program. I bet you can't answer.
Oh,
I was going through my garage just yesterday.
Okay.
And in a box is an old bowling ball. Mm. Can the old bowling ball go to the STOP program?
Very interesting. Yes, because it says sporting equipment. So why not?
That's sporting equipment.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
See, and don't ever underestimate me, Otto. See, I just whipped that out. Are you impressed? You thought I wasn't going to know. But yes.
You want a bowling ball?
Yeah, bring that bowling ball. I like that Otto's had a random.
No, do you want a bowling ball?
I'm good on a bowling ball. I actually, we were laughing because my grandfather had a random bowling ball at his house. But my, I mean, at least you bowled. We're not totally sure why Tasso at the time had a bowling ball. He had a lot of random things, I think from photography stuff. But my cousin actually took the bowling ball and his dog, he's a giant Rottweiler who plays with the bowling ball in the backyard. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a little fun bowl. Fact there.
I hope he doesn't try to bite into it.
Yeah, no, he's huge and he just has a great time rolling it around, you know? So that's, that's the STOP program. And then the Shed the Meds program on May 8th, Saturday, May 8th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Town Hall. County Executive Laura Curran, Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder, and the Town of North Hempstead are all teaming up to do this program so you could safely dispose of unwanted and expired medication. What is accepted are prescriptions, patches, different ointments, over-the-counter medications, vitamins, sample medications, and even medications for your pets. What they are not accepting, which I want people to know, any kind of needles, sharps, aerosol cans, thermometers, hydrogen peroxide, inhalers. And so you'll obviously, whatever you bring in, if they won't accept it, they'll let you know. So
when is that, Christina?
That is May 8th.
May 8th, okay.
Next week?
That is coming next week, yeah.
Next Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I just can't believe.
And what's the time again?
That time is from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And oh, that's wow, over at Town Hall in Manhasset.
Cool. Thank you.
Yes. No, I just think it's, you know, I mean, I think we all can speak on, no matter what age you are, they just add up, you know, these, or especially over the counter medicine. You know, my husband and I were actually going through stuff when we were cleaning out. It's like, you know, different vitamins that have expired and all these different things. So I think this is a great opportunity to just throw it in a bag and bring it to dispose of it safely.
You know what's a weird thing? I'm just going to say it quick. Mm-hmm. You know, I take all these different medicines, but when you get a new one, in order to get a cheaper price, they give you a 90-day prescription.
Yeah.
But then you can't tell. You use it for 3 or 4 days, or you find out it doesn't work, you got to chuck it.
Yeah.
So there's pills and pills. There's so many.
Yeah, they just add up. And that happens with so many, you know, because picture, you're on a couple of different meds, the amount, the quantity that, you know, will add up with those things are just astronomical. So. Please call 311 is the main message for any of these programs. You know, whether you're interested in Project Independence stuff or any other department, there's a lot going on. And 311 is kind of the hub of all the information. So definitely check that out.
I totally agree. Otto, are you bowling this afternoon?
I'm bowling.
I love it.
My bowling is sort of moderate. You know, I'm not bowling bad.
You're right.
I know that. I know that.
I used to bowl better.
Slow and steady wins the race, Otto. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just got to go with it.
Bottom line, if you enjoy it, that's what it's about.
That's right.
As we all enjoy this show. That's it for today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back next week. But please, everybody, have a safe and wonderful weekend.